speech of July 2008 about ethics. Religious ethics tries to find criteria for moral acting and judging out of the abilities of a creature and its orientation towards El. It is based on the word of El and the prayer, establishes rules and principles, and orientates itself by the total utility. Where this cannot be determined, it pursues a qualitative approach with the best possible value scales. It also uses the methodology of science, such as computer simulations and evaluations of the existing knowledge. It takes into account that solutions have not to be uniquely determined. Men can freely decide between good and evil, and certain preferences have to be granted to every individual. It reduces complex relationships not inappropriately, but comes up with differentiated answers. It adapts itself to the dynamics of the overall development and corrects itself when necessary. L is its supreme guideline, and it is aware that this word breaks the human one. Every human ethics, and hence every human law, contrary to the word of L, is not valid before L. We have to respect them admittedly, but we cannot appeal with knowledge of the word of L to it against L. Last instance in every person during uncertainty are the abilities lent by L based on conscience, reason, love, and so on. Since not everything posing as L or L mandated is L or is mandated by Sir. Every creature missing the transparency and plausibility of the ethical cognitions for itself is to find own solutions of that it believes that L would endorse them. Is it possible it should point such deficiencies out, so that as many as possible can benefit from an improvement? To contribute to solve ethical issues only makes sense if the conditions are met, as an unobjectionable qualification documents. A religious ethics is legitimate if it is, according to the existing state of knowledge, substantially contradicted by nobody and suffices the requirements referred to here. In case of doubt, a confirmation is sufficient with 2/3 majority of the religious adherents or the members of the group responsible for its development. To avoid that only minimum consensuses are legitimated, the requirements for group and elaborated ethics should be sufficiently raised. The goal of religious ethics is a scope of decision that makes the creature life easier by structuring the knowledge and shortening the everyday path of decisions.